Hi, this is Tony Robbins. Welcome to Love and Passion. Listen, I want to first thank you for taking the time to pick up this introduction to our ultimate relationship program, or as my wife likes to call it, Lovers for Life. While it's an introduction, I'm going to try and jam a lot in here to try and serve you. I've had the privilege now in my life for the last 30 years, this will be my 30th year coming up, to work with 3 million people from 80 different countries of the world. And my passion has been to answer the question, what's the difference in people? You know, what's the difference between somebody who has a passionate relationship and they have total deep love and they've been together 35 or 40 years and the couple have been together 3 years and they're already going, oh, I got the 7-year itch at year three. So our program is actually the ultimate relationship program. It sounds very humble, doesn't it? But I think we're all looking for our ultimate relationship. I don't mean ultimate like this is the best. I mean you finding your ultimate, or you recreating it if you once had it with this person. Or you making a decision to change so you can go create it. I mean, those are the lessons of life in a relationship. You either got to go create one you don't have, you got to transform the one you're in, or you're going to have to make a change of where you are and start fresh. And that's a little scary for people, but that's what it's about. So in this little introduction, I want to give you a really simple and I think powerful and pragmatic set of skills, real fundamental outline that you could use immediately. And when I say it's pragmatic, it's real simple. It's the same things you would do to decide, am I in the right relationship? It's the same things you might do if you're saying, am I hiring the right person for this job? I want to walk you through, and I think it'll make such good common sense to you, and it'll be really practical, because I'm a practical guy. If I can't use this in a meaningful way, don't waste my time. And I promise you, I'm not going to do that with you here. So I don't know where you are right now. I don't know if you're in a relationship where you have just unbelievable love and passion, and you pick this up today because, you know, you just want to spice it up or take it to another level. I mean, the greatest relationships are always growing. That's true in everything in life. If you're not growing as a person, if you're not making progress, you're not happy. And if you're not making progress in your relationship, if a relationship isn't growing, it's dying. And if you're not in a relationship, you got a real challenge because, you know, no matter how busy we stay with work, no matter how much we love our children, no matter, you know, how close we are to our creator, ultimately an intimate relationship is meant to be in your life because it makes you grow. It makes you face your fears, your frustrations, you're not enough, your inability to control. I mean, work is so much easier than most people's idea of an intimate relationship. But when you grow, you feel alive. And when you feel alive, there's more of you to give your children and your business and your customers and your friends and your mother and your father. And I really think you honor your creator by becoming more. You know, what we get in our life, we all know isn't going to make us happy. Who you become as a man, as a woman, as a soul, makes you really happy or makes you really sad. And relationship can be that place. Because where else can you see somebody really go to the depth of feeling alone than in the area of relationship? And where have you ever seen anybody higher? I don't care what drug you think they were on, than when they're in love. When the filter of love is out there, when a person is passionately in love, the world is magnificent. It's beautiful. It's magical. It's everything we could ever dream of, isn't it? But most people say, well, that doesn't last. I'm here to tell you that's a lie. It doesn't last for most people. You're right about that. If you're going to base your life on the average person, check out now. If you base yourself on the average or the norm, I can promise you none of my programs are going to be the right ones for you. Because what I've done is find people that are extraordinary. And I've interviewed people that have been together 30, 40, 50, 60. I interviewed one couple that literally were the longest living married couple alive. They've been together 83 years, John and Amelia Rocchio. They lived in Rhode Island. They passed away of June and August of this year, just 2 months apart. Here's a couple where they met when she was 17 years old, and that passion lasts a lifetime. And I said to him, I said, what do you think the secret is to your relationship? Like, I said, you guys still seem to be, I mean, like, passionate for each other. She said, oh, yes. She said, I'll tell you the secret. You can't just talk. I don't care how old you are. Got a touch, you know, and I laughed and he laughed and there's this like exchange of energy back and forth. I mean, I'm telling you, because most people are unhappy doesn't mean you have to be. You don't have to settle. And my guess is if you even listen this long and you don't think I'm nuts, you must have that same belief inside of yourself that there is more available, but you got to do something. You got to do your part. I'll tell you, at the very highest level of everything is if you don't have a great relationship with yourself, you're going to have a hard time having a great relationship with somebody else. You've got to learn to manage your own emotion. And that's why, you know, my Get the Edge programs and personal power programs became so popular. We've had 50 million people get those because emotion is life. You know, if you're walking around and you're frustrated all the time and you're angry or you're sad or you're depressed or you're resentful and you stay in those states as a habit, it's hard to have a great relationship. I don't care who it's with. You're going to have a filter on anything you see or hear. So managing ourselves, I'll tell you before we go through anything else, is probably the most important component. Plus, what is your life but emotion? Think about it. You know, if you have $1 billion and that was your goal and you're frustrated all the time, your life's frustrating. If you've got 3 perfect children and they're all just magnificent human beings and they're people you're proud of, but you live constantly in a state of fear or guilt, then your life is fear and guilt. It's the color and context. It's the balance of emotions that you live with that are going to make you happy or sad. And by the way, don't you know somebody that no matter what they do, no matter what happens in their life, they always find a way to be frustrated or sad or have a drama in their life or be angry at somebody or worried? And have you ever known somebody, no matter what happens in their life, they seem to find something beautiful? They're so grateful for life. Not Pollyanna. Maybe you call them Pollyanna because they're happy and you're not. But when people are grateful, they have something magical in their life, regardless of the context. And there's always something to be grateful for. I'll never forget, I met Sir John Templeton. And this is a man who was the first real billionaire through the stock market in his late 80s. You may have heard of the Templeton Funds. And I interviewed him years ago because I was modeling people that, you know, obviously have done extremely well financially who started with nothing. And I asked him, what is the secret to wealth? And he said, Tony, it's what you teach. And I said, really? Well, what's that? And he said, gratitude. He said, when you're grateful, he said, you have everything. You're rich. He said, I know one of the clients you work with, and he's a multi-billionaire. And he said, I know he hired you to help him do this turnaround on his business, but he really hired you unconsciously to turn him around. Because the guy has billions of dollars and he was miserable. And it's true. He met the man I was working with, made $400 million in a day, and then was depressed for the next 2 years. He said, well, Tony, how does this relate to relationship? In every way, relationships bring up fear. The fear that, is it the right person? The fear is, will this person still love me? The fear is, am I enough? The fear is, why won't they support me? The fear is, can I do enough for them? So many different unconscious fears that we all have. I don't care if you're a man, woman, I don't care how strong you are. I've watched some of the top executives, I watch billionaires melt with a woman in front of them who just took them to pieces. In the boardroom, nobody touched them, but this woman in their life, and they couldn't handle anything. And vice versa, I've seen powerful women running multinational corporations. I've seen powerful media people that I've worked with who can be reduced to nothing by the pain in a relationship. It's the one reason most people work hard is because at work they feel like they have more control. They can influence their success or failure. With another human being, it's difficult. And one of the reasons it's difficult is we got to deal with ourselves first. So I'm not going to go further on this here, but just to say to you, your habitual emotions are shaping your relationships. Now, if you live in a place where you're worried and frustrated and overwhelmed and fearful or angry, then it's not hard to figure out what problems you're going to have in your relationships. So I want to say before we go any further that while this excerpt I'm going to give you on this introduction is very powerful, and it's about how to select the right partner and connect with them, the first step to selection is selecting with the best part of you, because there are many parts of you. And learning to connect with a part of you that is grateful, learning to connect with a part of you that is loving, learning to connect with a part of you that truly is unselfish, that lights up when you can give to someone. Because you know, when it's real love, what will you do for someone you love? Well, come on, honestly, what will you do for somebody you truly love? You know the answer, anything. And that's the beauty of love. Love is not a trade. It's not an exchange. It's not, I'll do this for you if you do that. I'll love you until. It's, I will give you everything, my mind, my body, my soul, my emotion. What keeps us from doing that is the fear that, oh, what if they don't love me back the same amount? What if it doesn't last? What if they don't stay? What if I settled? What if they're the wrong one? So this session can kind of help stir that up for you a little bit. It may not be the end all and be all, but it's going to give you a clear set of 3 questions to be able to answer. That once you answer these 3 questions, you're going to have a real, if you do it from an honest place, not an angry place, but a heartfelt place, you're going to have a sense of both what you're looking for in a relationship and whether this relationship is the right one for you or not long term. Any relationship can work in the short term. I mean, anybody can fall in love with anybody, and most of us have proven this in certain moments in time. Haven't you had a time in your life where you got hooked on or connected to or attracted to somebody and later on thought, what was I doing? Where was my brain? This person's not even my type. That's chemistry. Chemistry is not a lasting relationship. Chemistry is a start. Getting chemistry to explode into deep passion and love that has lasting value, that's what the ultimate relationship program is about. And today, what we're going to do is take just that first step, selection. So again, I tell you, if you really want to make this work, start with you. Then let me give you a quick 7 master skills, and then we'll pop into a live seminar where I'm going to walk you through this process of how do you select the right partner. 95% of a great lasting relationship is picking the right partner. but you got to pick or select the part of you that's going to bring that out in your partner. You might have a great partner in your life, somebody that you have loved, and now it seems to have waned. Now work's more important, the kids are more important, or you guys have hurt each other, or maybe said or done some things that are really devastating. And so the easy thing is to run. Easy thing is to say they're the wrong person. That's not the purpose of this audio. This audio is to say you can reselect who you're going to be, and if I behave differently, I can bring out a different part of you. Your partner is going to reflect whatever you're looking for. So I'm saying to you, before we enter this session, decide right now that you're going to select the best kind of person you can be, the real you, the you that isn't fearful, the you that you're like when you're coming from an unselfish place, the core, the soulful you, the loving you. If that person shows up, I don't care who you're in a relationship with, you're going to stimulate the best of them. So I'm saying to you, yes, we're all human beings are different. Men and women process information differently. We look at the world differently, but we can't live without each other. And whatever relationship you have, if you have a relationship that is intimate and then it's of a same-sex relationship, whatever you're looking for, you still need someone you're going to have love and passion with. And even in those relationships, there's what we call a polarity. A polarity means a masculine and a feminine energy if that relationship's going to last. Here's what you're going to learn in this audio session. What makes a relationship work is things in common, because it makes people comfortable. What makes a relationship passionate is differences. So how do we bridge that and not be upset with someone? Here's 7 skills as an introduction. I don't expect you to act on these. I just want to plant some seeds in your mind before you go into this core content. If you want to have an extraordinary, exceptional, lover-for-life relationship, truly ultimate relationship, skill number one in any relationship is heartfelt understanding. Being able to step in and feel what someone else is feeling, man or woman, melts their heart. But most of us have gotten so into our heads because we're so busy. We work so hard. We're responding to our Crackberries or, you know, responding to instant messages and so many emails. We've lost that moment you just breathe and take somebody in. We've lost this total focus on feeling someone else, and we've got caught up in the reactions of things. Part of what you're going to learn if you decide to continue with us in this ultimate relationship program, this kind of Lovers for Life program, if you would, is a chance for you to really understand that person's world. What drives them? What are they hungry for? What do they need? What do they want? What are their goals? What are their pains? See, if you don't know the answers to what your lover, best friend, intimate, whoever they are, if you don't know the answers to what they want most in life, what they love most, what they hate most, what excites them, what juices them, if you don't really know that, how can you ever meet their needs? And having an intimate, passionate relationship is about that. So that is skill number two. You got to give your partner what they really need. And often what people ask for is not what they need. I mean, guys, we're deaf, dumb, and blind when it comes to intimate relationship unless we've really trained ourselves. It's not our nature. You know, men are looking for efficiency. Giving your partner what they need is a critical skill. Again, not one we're going to go through in depth here, but I'm just asking you to think for yourself. If you have a partner and it's not where you want, how much heartfelt understanding do you have for their point of view, not just yours? Are you really meeting their needs? And I believe there's 6 human needs. And if you're familiar with my work, you know you can measure those. And a relationship that meets all 6 of those is a passionate relationship. You have no choice. Third, you need to create and build trust and respect. And if you want a lover for life, you can't have it without trust and respect. When you trust somebody, listen, you open. Women open, men open. It's a different level. But also, you got to not just trust them, you got to respect them, which means you got to bring something to the party for your partner, something more. The way to build it, there's a whole series of tools that we teach in this program. Skill 4, you got to reclaim the playfulness, presence, and passion in a relationship. And I want you to understand, if you don't have playfulness, then you're going to have fights. You know, my wife and I fight like crazy, but we fight in a totally playful way. I mean, it never really becomes a fight. Anybody's around us, the most common question people ask, for example, let's say our personal assistant, because she's around us, you know, 18 hours a day sometimes, 12 hours a day, they're not really that happy, are they? Come on. It's just a show. I mean, I got to tell you something. My wife, Sage, is the greatest gift that ever happened in my entire life, and no exaggeration. Now, part of why I love her is this playful presence, this passion, but I also trust her. I respect her more than anybody I ever met in my entire life. She's smart as a whip. I've never had somebody I could pitch and catch with, you know, not just throw ideas at, but throw them back just as fast, just as intensely. Never met anybody with more heartfelt understanding. And it's transformed my life more than anything on earth. So I'm passionate about the subject, as you may see. But I'm hoping here I can trigger you to, number one, set a standard for yourself that I'm going to create a 10 relationship, not a 2, not a 4, not a 6. I'm not going to settle for a 7. That I'm going to have a relationship that is not just we love each other, but we love each other. We die for each other. We're passionate for each other. And if you're in a relationship, I want you to know you can reselect how you're going to be, and you can trigger that in your partner, or you'll find out you have different values and beliefs, and then you'll make a decision to change your life. If you're not in a relationship, this will help you get an idea of what to look for and how to know, hey, is there just chemistry here? Or is this something that can truly last? That's what you're going to get out of this brief little audio session. And finally, as I start to go through your heartfelt understanding, number one, give your partner what they really need, number two. Skill three is creating trust and respect. And that's a skill, especially if you guys have done something to hurt each other. How do you build that back? Then once you've done that, reclaiming your playfulness and your presence, and there's real passion between you, then it's having the courage. That's the fifth skill, to be honest. I mean, honest when it's hard to be honest. And we're going to show you some ways to do that in the program. And skill six is you got to align with your partner. Where are you guys aligned? When you think one's going the other way and we don't have anything in common anymore, you're wrong usually. I mean, there may be an exception, but usually you're wrong. You're just scared and you're throwing your pendulum. And finally, skill seven, how do you be an example in your relationship? Instead of demanding from your partner, how do you go first? Those to me are seven master skills of a relationship. And again, I'm not going through them in depth here because each one of these in the Ultimate Relationship Program, we give you an audio to listen to each day, and then we give you a film. And the film is real people in real life from more than 80 different countries we've selected, where someone will stand up in a room in a live seminar and ask a question or make a statement, and I'll start that conversation and go deep right away. I will speak the unsaid, and all of a sudden you watch this couple and they're going through challenges, and you're going to see one of those in this session. You're going to watch a couple that there's no way on earth you believe that this Jen and Paul could possibly stay in relationship. You'll see the level of hurt, the level of pain on both sides. And fortunately, we not only help people make the turnaround, but then we follow up with them a year later, 2 years later, 3 years later, and you see that this is a lasting change. Because I will tell you this, if you can align your values and some of your primary goals, and if you emotionally will line up with another human being, I'm telling you, you can make a relationship magical beyond your wildest dreams, regardless of all the cynical people around you and all the people trying to protect themselves by being ironic and making jokes. You don't have to be one of the many. You can be one of the few. And my hope is that this audio will set that up for you. It'll start you thinking, and we're going to give you some real value in this session so that you can begin to make some shifts and be clear about where you want. So what's our focus here? Skill number one in any relationship, select and connect. And what I'm going to do is have you enter with me now into a seminar we're doing, a live seminar. My voice will sound a little more raspy. I apologize. But I wanted you to hear something that was live and interactive because this is the sixth day of a seminar where people have gone through called Date with Destiny. They've gotten totally clear about what they value, what they need, what they want. They've set up their goals and their plan for their life. They've learned to master their own emotions. And then I say, now I'm going to throw you out with another human being. The place where somebody who can push your buttons, you know, the person who you want their love and caring so much that if they don't respond, it upsets you. Let's talk about this subject, and let's talk about what's the master skill to make this work. I'll also, in this session, start out deliberately with a less emotional approach. Because, you know, I have a lot of friends, and they're like, you know, relationship's important, man, but, I got to do my business, and I got to do that. So I give a metaphor that even if you're a bit jaded about emotion, that how do you make decisions in business? And I think it'll help you to dissociate from yourself and just say, this is a way for me to know, is this the right person? And this is a way for me to connect deeply. So good luck. Let's begin. I will enter into my raspy voice in this Date with Destiny seminar talking about the power of selecting and connecting.